Lord, thank you for what you did endure. And there are none of us here, Lord, that are worthy of anything that you have done for us. And yet, Father, this whole week, starting with last Sunday, as we like to think, Palm Sunday, your triumphal entry into Jerusalem, knowing that you weren't leaving, knowing that you walked to your death. Who of us here could do that? The answer is none of us, Lord. But you did it for us. May we be ones, Father, to never forget the price that was paid for our salvation. May we be ones to never forget the fact that it was your love for us that led you to do it, and obedience to your Father. Father, search our hearts now. There are none of us here that are free from sin. Not one of us. Search us, Lord, and bring that sin to our forefront that we may confess it to you and ask forgiveness, Lord. And in so doing, Father, your word says if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. So that we can approach your throne, Father. Still knowing, Lord, that the only good that's in us is the good that is there from Jesus. We thank you for that, Lord. And now, Father, we do pray for Danny's salvation. Lord, there is none of us here that are believers. There is none of us here that don't have relatives, that don't have children, sons and daughters, brothers and sisters, husbands or wives, that we don't pray for salvation. Lord, we know that your will is sovereign. So, Father, instead of praying that they all be saved, which is really what we all want, may we be ones to pray that your will be done and that you would give us the strength to not only understand it, but to embrace it. Father, we pray for this country, a country, Lord, that by all appearances seems to be going farther and farther away from anything Christian. We pray, Lord, for this nation as we approach an election. We are in election year. We pray, Lord, for our leaders, that you would give them the wisdom, that you would impart to them, Father, the spirit of your Son, Jesus, that the direction that they would take this nation would be once again back to you. Father, we pray and thank you for this church. We thank you, Father, for the pastor that you've given us. We thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father, for the family that's here, for the family that I miss when I go away, for the family that I long for when I come back. Father, as we continue in this service, I pray, Lord, that you would open our eyes and our hearts, especially our hearts, Lord, that as we sing praises to you and worship and honor you, that all that's said and done would bring glory to your name. Father, these things we pray in Jesus' precious and wonderful name. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Ron. We appreciate that. Children up through age 5, you are free to go to nursery at this time. Let's pray. Father, today we thank you for your word which tells us